So I was really absorbing a lot of what was going on, and as somebody doing studying art post 16, I was very aware of following a lot of the kind of more experimental underground work that was happening. I was aware of conceptual art. So there'd been 1969, 70, 71. And that was the kind of thing I was doing. I was quite very eclectic and quite sort of perhaps precocious in what I was doing there. And I had friends who we talked about painting with, about artists with, go regularly to London, go to the Tate, go to the ICA exhibitions, the Whitechapel, whatever the galleries were at the time. Angela Flowers Gallery. I think I particularly liked a painter called Tom Phillips, who was doing something called a Humamund. And there was a kind of spin-off Fluxus magazine that I subscribed to when I was 17, 18. So, quite in curious kind of things that I was into. And music, very eclectic taste in music. If I summarize that, but on the one hand, I was learning the piano, I was playing Erik Satie and Scarlatti and things. It was a school that had fantastic music culture, as well as kind of well-known classical pianists. We got reasonably experimental groups like Peter Maxwell Davies, Harrison Birks, Whistle and the Fires of London came and did Schoenberg's Pierre Lunaire at the school with a outside audience coming in. So I kind of had a very rich, diverse kind of education, and book-wise, I don't know. I was film-wise, seeing we had a film club in the school that was showing Godard, and I went to the film club at Southport in the town hall. There was a film club, and we were seeing sort of new wave movies and also classic Hollywood movies from a kind of auteurist interest.